This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Pentagon has released a videotape of Osama bin Laden that President Bush says leaves no doubt about bin Laden's involvement in the September 11th terrorist attacks. The tape is said to be from a private gathering and was discovered in Jalalabad after the Taliban retreat. At the Pentagon is NPR's Tom Jelton, and he's been reviewing the tape. Can you describe it for us?
Well, Bob, as you say, this is a tape. It's actually a very crude tape, a very amateurish tape, the kind of tape that you would, if you had a birthday party and somebody just filmed the birthday party or something like that. Clearly a non-professional camera person with non-professional equipment. Two basic scenes in the tape. The one scene describes a visit by bin Laden and some of his top people with an unidentified sheikh, and we have understood that this is the sheikh is from Saudi Arabia, who has basically come to Afghanistan to visit bin Laden. The visit apparently takes place at a guest house in Kandahar, Afghanistan. The other scene in the tape is a visit to the site of a downed U.S. helicopter in Ghazni province. There's no narration to that tape. This is just it's a very crude tape. This is exactly the way it was found. The audio quality is not at all good, but nevertheless, it apparently enough of it is comprehensible that a translation has been prepared, and you can clearly see bin Laden and his people talking about the terrorist attacks in New York and Washington.
Bragging about it.
Indeed. In fact, if the translation is accurate and the tape is what it appears to be, there's just no question that bin Laden knew all about this operation and, in fact, was behind it. Let me just read a couple of things. He says, for example, that the brothers who conducted the operation, all they knew was that they have a martyrdom operation. We asked each of them to go to America. They did not know anything about the operation, not even one letter, but they were trained. We did not reveal the operation to them until they are there and just before they boarded the planes. At that point, he's sort of chuckling with his visitors.
In fact, he's saying it turned out more successful than he had imagined.
Indeed. He said, we calculated in advance the number of casualties from the enemy who'd be killed based on the position of the tower. We calculated that the floors that would be hit would be three or four. I was the most optimistic of them all due to my experience in this field. I thought the fire from the gas in the plane would melt the iron structure of the building and collapse the area where the plane hit and all the floors above it. Only this is all that we hoped for. So there is just no question that he was the mastermind of this operation. He says, we had notifications since the previous Thursday that the event would take place that day.
So this is the evidence that the administration had promised.
It certainly is. Now, there is, of course, we can expect that there will be people who will question the tape, who might say it's a faked operation. But I have to say, it's very crude. And if you're going to fake a tape, you would probably come up with something a little slicker than this. The Pentagon was so concerned, the White House was so concerned about the translation that they asked four separate non-governmental translators to review the tape. They all they collaborated on their translation, and according to a statement that was released with the tape, there were no inconsistencies in the translations done independently.
But there was some reluctance to come forward with this, right? Some concern that this might not be credible evidence?
Well, I think the concern has been there's been so many people in the Arab world that just don't believe anything the United States does or says. And so I think there was concern that great expectations would be produced by this tape and that some would then question it. But it is very impressive.
Tom, joining us now is Senator Bob Graham, the Democrat from Florida and chairman of the Select Committee on Intelligence. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What do you make of the tape?
Well, I think this is the smoking gun. If anybody was questioning whether bin Laden and al-Qaeda were responsible for the events of September 11th, this ought to be convincing evidence of their culpability.
What do you think it tells us about Osama bin Laden?
I think we are looking not only at bin Laden, but also we're looking at the face of global terrorism. I suspect that the leaders of the other major groups who will be next in line after we finish the work with bin Laden in Afghanistan and al-Qaeda around the world, we'll have a very similar demeanor to what we are seeing in this tape of bin Laden. And that demeanor is one of lack of remorse, lack of compassion, almost a disembodiment from the human feelings that normally we ascribe to people, and a zealotry towards accomplishing their objective that is almost unimaginable.
Is this going to be convincing to the Arab world that the United States has been telling the truth about circumstances? And
I would certainly anticipate it would be. If this isn't convincing, I don't know what would be.
Well, for example, there was a feeling among some of your colleagues, I believe, that this might be a plant, that the tape might have been left behind for the United States to find.
I can't talk about the sources and methods by which we came into possession of this tape, but I think the very fact that bin Laden would allow himself to be videotaped, making the statements that he's made, almost issuing his own indictment of guilt, is a commentary on the kind of personality and movement with which we're dealing.
There was concern about possible covert messages from bin Laden to his followers, and that was the reason a tape might be left behind for the Americans to find?
I think that is not very credible in this setting. The fact that essentially the Taliban, which had been providing sanctuary for bin Laden, has collapsed, that bin Laden is now down to a handful of his adherents living in higher and higher caves to escape the impending disclosure by the military forces that are on his trail, makes it very unlikely that there's anybody out there who's going to be using whatever signals might be inserted into his commentary as the basis of their action. I think bin Laden and al-Qaeda are individuals and organizations that are in a high level of collapse.
Senator, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Senator Bob Graham of Florida, chairman of the Select Committee on Intelligence. Tom Gelton, do you think that the American public needed convincing and that this this tape will do that?
Bob, this tape will certainly convince the American public that Osama bin Laden was the mastermind of these attacks, and it will undoubtedly galvanize a widespread hatred and anger of him because of the smugness with which he discusses these events and the way he seems to have found this mass destruction amusing, even being callous to the fact that some of the hijackers did not apparently know what they were getting into. It's a very chilling videotape, and if the American people needed anything else to persuade them that bin Laden is a truly bad guy, this tape will certainly do it.
Now all they have to do is find him.
That's right. You know, one of the things that's interesting here, Bob, is that bin Laden seems to feel pretty safe at the moment that this tape was presented. He's actually boasting. In fact, one of the sheikh who's there says that he had thought to be he'd have to visit bin Laden in his caves, and it turned out he was able to visit him in a comfortable guest house.
NPR's Tom Gelton at the Pentagon.